Getting Down to Business and Taking Care of Business Radio. On the Biz Radio Network, radio is our business. We are the flagship of your financial future. A union of people using our brains, getting a better deal. When you push this button, you hear the sound of your money growing. On the Biz Radio Network.
The law and dollars and cents. Welcome to Bar Talk. Now, here are your hosts, Daphne Patterson, Scott Boats, and Arturo De Leon.
Welcome back to Bar Talk. Today is Sunday, the 14th of October, and today we're talking about the laws of love, Daphne.
Yes, and it sounds like it ought to be an interesting show from looking at your notes today.
Scott Boats here. I am a probate and family law attorney, prefer litigation. And my friend and colleague, Daphne Patterson. Daphne and I went to law school together, got out of U of H Law Center in 1991. Daphne, what kind of law do you practice?
Criminal defense. Federal and state criminal defense, any type of charge that gets lodged by our local law enforcement or anywhere in the United States.
And last week we did a lot of federal stuff.
We did.
Import, export stuff. Today we're talking about more down-to-earth issues. But you know, Daphne, I was explaining last week that I strongly feel that all of law is about channeling conflict. And we create bureaucracies, courts, no offense to judges or anybody else involved, but we create bureaucracies to deal with our own conflict. Sometimes conflict arises from regulation. We're the most regulated society in the history of the world, which is why we have so many lawyers. We got to deal with so much regulation.
But today you're going to talk about human conflict, right?
We're talking about human conflict. In the laws of love. And by the way, about that regulation, we have regulation because we can do more things here than they can in China and other places. So it's sometimes regulation is a good thing, but we're talking about the laws of love today. And we're talking about the conflict or channeling the energy that comes from the conflict that arises in all that through these bureaucracies known as family law courts. At least in Texas, they're family law courts, or they're district courts with family law jurisdiction. When we were doing our show prep at a nice pub on Friday.
Should we give them some credit?
No, they're not sponsors.
Oh.
Enjoying a pint of Guinness and other things. We're talking about that love for me. When I think about love, I think about the phrase courting and sparking because I'm a kind of down-to-earth, hillbilly kind of guy. I like courting and sparking to describe love.
I think you're going to have to explain for our listeners, you folks out there, what the sparking part is and what the courting part is. I like your explanations. Yeah,
just the way you did it. In this society, we put the sparking ahead of the courting.
Dennis, I did that automatically, didn't I?
That's right. And of course, we should backtrack momentarily to explain. We are Bar Talk. That's just the name of our show. We've dropped the two arguable expletives that were descriptions of our name. But we're talking about sparking. And sparking, there are a lot of words that can be used to describe what sparking's all about. But I think about it as being energy. Literally, masculine and feminine energy come together and they create a spark. Sometimes a little flame that you have to pay support for if you're... the yang part of the yin and the yang, but it seems to me. But we're talking about courting and sparking, then making it the sparking, and then deciding we want to get serious about it. And we do the courting, start talking about the structure of the relationship, making it permanent, giving rights that come out of the relationship. And unfortunately, after we get to formalizing the contract or the partnership through marriage and all those issues, we can get to the fact that we fail sometimes in creating that contract. And a lot of those contracts do fail. A lot of those marriages do fail. And the disillusion, dealing with the disillusion of that process. And maybe the process repeats itself, but...
And so you're going to talk about these sort of four levels and how they affect human beings in the conflict resolution, the courting, sparking, marriage, and divorce levels.
The laws of love. That's right.
That's your plan, right?
That's right. But the two consequences that come out of all that energy.
The small flames, is that the consequences?
Well, that's part of it. Masculine and feminine energy. And that doesn't mean, we're not talking about body parts or anything like that. We're talking about literally that energy coming together. What comes out of that is the creation of life or the acceptance of life, for example, through adoption. the creation of life and acceptance of life, and how about life, liberty, and property? That's the way Hobbes and Locke described it, not life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, but rather life, liberty, and the pursuit of property. So the other thing that comes out of that energy is the creation of property and property rights. So the little babies that come out of it, very important. But the reality is you don't need the contract to do that, to create the babies. And you pretty much need a contract or the form of the contract to create the property rights, which is interesting to me, the way we focus in on that in the West in particular. The importance of property, not just life and liberty, but property was the word that was used, not so much pursuit of happiness. But at any rate, those are the two important consequences that come out of this great union of energies, the masculine and the feminine, and the law of love, the laws of love structure what happens with all that energy.
And you're going to talk about this from the standpoint of the law and incorporating in some of your personal experiences. And
we are doing that right now, aren't we?
Probably are when you're talking about the energy, yes.
I've got one little flame listening. You've got another little flame listening.
I have two listening.
But one actually probably isn't listening.
Well, you never know.
But for example, I was listening to you on Brent Clanton's show, which you can hear on Biz Radio 6 to 8 every morning, the best drive time show in Houston. And you were the guest on Thursday morning.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard in the background you were doing the sort of thing a lawyer does in the morning, gets ready for her work. You had to appear in court that morning. You had stuff to do.
Yes.
You had to do the stuff of a lawyer and keep the business running. That's what law practices are. They are businesses. We are private, small business people trying to make our practices go. But in the background, I hear Daphne Patterson's youngest child chattering, I believe, I'm convinced, because Brent was talking to you about the personalities of the Supreme Court, and I swear I heard your son talking about tort reform, probably because he's been listening to Rush Limbaugh too much with his grandfather.
Yes, I suspect that that is the case. And Brent was thinking he may have been in the preparation of a brief to submit for that
definitely
particular hearing.
You're 16-month-old?
Yes, yes. So that's what
was
Brent
talking
thought
about tort reform.
Yes.
But look, that's what I'm talking about, the reality of life. You're a small business person. You're getting interviewed on the radio, and you're dealing with the laws of love. You and I both are. I didn't have my child. I was scheduled to have my child later that day. But we have a structure in our lives given to us by courts, and you are the full-time caregiver to two young ones. And I am a visitor, if you will, a non-custodial parent, but I do, my child is the center of my life.
And you do visit significantly more than many, and significantly more than your contract requires or allows,
well,
shall we say.
But
right?
Here's the thing, is that the law attaches labels to everything. And we can talk about courts, for example, and we can talk about judges. But really, these are structures that you and I create, and we create it because we need them to channel certain energies, certain conflicts.
To control the conflict, yes.
Right. And so, you know, we talk about courts, we talk about judges, and we forget the fact that these are all institutions and individuals who we basically create, and to a degree we own them, that we own the process. So the laws of love and channeling the sparks that get out of hand in a divorce action or in some other way.
Now you wouldn't be speaking to the little human sparks, would you?
Well, all sorts of them. But they're all going through the institutions which you and I create. So that's what we're going to talk about today. The sparking is what happens before there are legally recognized relationships. In fact, I was doing some research today, and the word meretricious is used to describe such relationships. We're terribly judgmental in law, but if you ain't married, you got a meretricious relationship, and that's not a nice word to describe that sort of relationship. Then there's the courting, which is actually you get into the non-marital cohabitation agreements and the premarital agreements, the stuff that happens before the formal contract. The marriage itself, lots of different issues come up there in terms of contracts you can create or spouses can create. And of course, we create those agreements, don't we, to channel the possibility or direct the possibility of future conflict. We try to create boundaries for future conflicts
in the hopes of minimizing that, don't you think?
That's right.
In the hopes of minimizing that conflict in the future.
That's right. So in the courting phase and the marriage phase, and of course, there's the last part of it all, which is the dissolution phase.
That's hopefully not the last part of every one of those relations, but
that's right. That's the structure we're talking about when we talk about the laws of love and also the different types of marriages, not just the ceremonial types. But you're listening to Bar Talk, the second edition here on 1320, the Biz Radio Network. If you want to call us, you can, 877-777-7713. But Daphne got some email this week, which I want to share with everyone. Some people emailed me. So we're going to go through those emails and answer them for our listeners. But today, here on Bar Talk, Daphne, we're talking about the laws of love here on the Biz Radio Network. Scott Boats here with my friend and colleague, Daphne Pattison.
Arturo De Leon next week.
This is the Biz Radio Network.
Scott Boats practices estate planning, probate, and family law, and he does it so differently than most lawyers. Call Scott Boats at 888-TX-WILLS. Scott knows that courts are the